This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And I just have a quick question, and you can respond via email if you'd like to instructor@USAprepares.com, instructor@USAprepares.com. Here's a question. Do you like this type of class where we go into detail about things that just flat out are not talked about on radio, like adjusting wheel bearings, greasing wheel bearings, hubs, axles, those kinds of things, or not? I'd love to hear from you. So the email address is instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usaprepares.com, U-S-A-P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S.com. Craig's with us. And I just wanted to mention, we're talking about trailers. Trailer hitch wiring, we were talking about that. So what we do before we leave to go anywhere with a trailer, if we're going to be on the road, if we're going to be on the farm, we don't care about the lights because it's just us, you know, on our farm. But, you know, traveling across fields, we don't care whether the lights work or not. But if we're traveling on the highway or the byways, we want to make sure the lights work. So one way of doing that is one person gets in the truck with the wiring connected to the trailer and left signal, right signal, you know, turn the lights on, the headlights, you know, see if the taillights are working, step on the brakes, see if the brake's working. So we want to see right, left signals, trailer lights and brake lights. Okay, we want to see all that. Check all the bulbs, make sure that all of them are working. But sometimes the vehicle seems to have the turn signals working, but the trailer doesn't. So then the question is there a problem with the wiring of the wiring harness on the truck, or is it the trailer? Well, there is a circuit tester or a tester for the wiring of your trailer. And these are plug-in little modules, and they typically have LEDs, a number of LEDs. So let's say you have a seven-way, you know, round trailer connector. Well, there's a circuit tester for those seven ways, and there's LEDs to indicate, you know, the brake function. So you look at, you just plug this little module right into the back of your truck trailer connector, and it'll light up when someone steps on the brake for you, the turn signal, the tail light, you know, stop light, you know, reverse, all that can be tested. And even the electric brake output can be tested with one of these trailer tester, wiring testers. So how much do they cost? Well, I'm looking at this one, $24.40 for the, you know, 7-way. That seems like a lot to me. I have a feeling you can get one for half that price, or about half that price. And then for the smaller trailers, the 4-position or 4-conductor flat trailer connector, you can get that for about $12, but I think you can probably find one for about half that price on eBay. And, of course, it won't be as good a quality, but it'll probably do the job, you know, for the do-it-yourselfer. So that will test the wiring harness all the way to the connector on the end of your truck. So that'll tell you whether the wiring of your truck is working properly, so that you can then figure out, is it the trailer's wiring or is it the truck's wiring? Greg, any comments about that?
Yeah, I've got one of those little testers, these little alligator clips that, of course, you find a good ground on the vehicle. for the negative side. And I've used them all the time because it's better to start at the source and work your way back to the trader. What I mean by source is the closer to the the vehicle itself. If you're not getting the power to the plug, then you start going from that point into the vehicle itself. But if you are getting power, in other words, if you put it into your right blinker, and the right blinker is showing that it's going, of course, your problem is in the wiring between there and your right blinker on the trailer. And the next step would be to check the bulb. And then when you pull the bulb out, you got the center post inside there that you can test to see if it's getting power to the center of the little light bulb. Of course, LEDs are a little bit different now. They're moving to LEDs, but I personally, my vehicles don't have any LEDs on them. The more modern vehicles are the ones that I have found more problems on. But, always start up front and work your way back to the problem.
Back to you. What Greg is talking about is a different kind of a tester from the one I was talking about. And we have both. And so what I was talking about was a module. And all you do is insert this module tester into the connector on the trailer. And then it has all the connections with LEDs associated with all those connections. So left signal, right signal, and parking lights, all that, brake lights, it's all there. So you have someone turn the signals on for you, or you can get in and out of the vehicle and turn them on one at a time for yourself. But it's handier if you have somebody help you. And that's something that Mrs. Finelli does all the time before we go for an adventure with the trailer. She's the one who, is outside saying, okay, left signal, right signal, brakes, to make sure all the lights are working. And she likes doing it. So that's great. So that's one way to do it. You could do it yourself with this trailer wiring tester, or you could do it the other way that Greg was talking about. And that is it's kind of like a screwdriver. And it has a clear handle, clear plastic handle, and inside the handle is a light bulb or an LED. And there's a wire attached to the end of the screwdriver handle, and it has an alligator-type clip on it. So let's say it's a 3-foot-long cord coming out of the end of the screwdriver, the handle end of the screwdriver. And then instead of a flat blade or a Phillips blade of this tester, it's more like an awl. Comes to a sharp point. And literally what you do is you find a ground and you clamp the alligator clip with a wire onto the ground, and then you poke around with this tip of this, it's like an awl, and you can see if the light lights up inside the screwdriver handle. And what that means is you have 12 volts coming through that particular point that you're probing with the pointed end of this tester. It's a great way to go. Now, some of them are rated 6 and 12 volts. They'll do both, the old style 6-volt systems. Yeah. The only vehicle I ever had that was a 6-volt system was my first vehicle, which was a 1954 Willys Jeep. That was 6 volts. Other than that, everything's been 12 volts. But these testers will test 6 and 12 volts. And typically, they're less than $10. Now, that's something you can get at Harbor Freight. It's not the best, but it'll do the job. I prefer the LED one, and I have one that has one single LED in the handle that you can see through, this clear plastic handle. And depending on the polarity, it will light up either red or green. So it'll tell me all I have to do is find a ground, and if it lights up one color, it tells me that I have positive. And if I connect the alligator clip to let's say, the positive cable, it'll tell me of the battery. It'll tell me when I probe around if I have a good ground. So it'll light up red or green depending on the polarity. So that's kind of a neat thing to have as well. So my first choice would be the LED style with the dual-colored red-green LED. That's the best way to go. Second best way to go would be the more durable version, which would be just an incandescent bulb in the clear plastic handle of this probe. Greg, any comments about that?
yeah, the reason I like the little, the little sharp pointed tester is because if I've got power to the wire going from the blinking system, through the trailer, if there's a break in that, I can test the wire up close to where it plugs in, and if I got power there, but I still don't have power to the tail, I can actually stick that little ball right through the wire, into the wire, and see if it's got any power to it. And then, of course, I always put a little dab of glue over the top of it so that it doesn't dry rot, get in there and start decaying through oxidization. So,
excellent points. Excellent points. So, class, the most universal of all the tools that we're talking about is the simplest one. That would be with the incandescent light bulb in the handle. That's the simplest, probably the least expensive, and the most usable if you know what you're doing. And I'll tell you why. Because you can test more things with that than you can with one of these plug-in trailer test modules. The trailer test module only does one thing. It tests the trailer connector. Period. It's all it's going to test, and the trailer wiring. But what we're talking about with this all-pointed AWL, sharp-pointed screwdriver-like tester with a clear handle and the bulb inside, you can test all kinds of wiring with that. You can test under the dashboard. You can test under the hood. You can see a headlight wiring. And literally what Greg was saying is this thing has a sharp point, kind of like if you were to take a small nail and sharpen it really sharp, you could literally poke this through the insulation of the wire and test to see if that wire has current running through it. That's a really neat thing. So, but then you leave a hole in the wire. And as Greg was saying, water can get in there, you can have oxidation, and the wire can start corroding. So you can put a dab of liquid electrical tape on that little hole you poked in there, or you can wrap it really tightly with black electrical tape. I'm just saying black because that's the color most people buy. It's the least expensive of all the colors. And what I do with electrical tape is it's 3/4 of an inch wide. I'll take a pair of scissors and I will cut it long ways so it's 3/8 of an inch wide. And I might take a 4-inch length of that, and then I use that to wrap around the wire because I can pull a 3/8 of an inch wide piece of electrical tape way tighter than I can a 3/4 inch piece or wide piece of electrical tape. So that's what I do. I always cut electrical tape long ways so it's half as wide as it used to be. And I leave the part that I haven't used still on the roll for the next time. So I unroll, 4 inches, cut a strip of it, and use that strip I cut and save the other piece right on the roll. That's what I do. Any comments about half thickness or half width electrical tape versus the full 3/4? Greg?
No, that's really good. I mean, that's a really good suggestion. And okay.
Okay. When we come back, I'd like to talk about a couple things. One is, how do you remove metal dents, and when should you remove metal dents? Water wetter, fixing windshield chips, and I've got a couple other things when I turn the page. Population reduction. And hydrants. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so I was thinking yesterday, I was hauling hay, and I had some time, you know, as I was pulling the hay across the fields, and my mind kind of runs wild. And I was thinking about the accidents that people have with their automobiles and trucks, and just about every one of them I see has one thing in common. Well, two things. But it really relates to one thing. Speed. Going too fast. Going too fast either for the weather conditions, going too fast for the driver's ability to brake, going too fast for the driver's ability to see what might be ahead, meaning outdriving the brakes, outdriving a person's vision, going too fast while they're not paying attention using their phone. But it all ends up, to me, or almost all the time, and maybe Greg can share some scenarios that don't relate to speed, but it seems to me that too fast. Animal jumps out in front of a vehicle and they can't stop in time. Why? Because they're going too fast. So the one thing that if our government wanted to reduce population, they could do, it'd be so easy for them, is to do nothing. If they did not enforce speed limits, just not doing that, meaning doing nothing about enforcing speed limits, people would start going faster, 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 because they are exceeding the speed limits already without removing speed enforcement. What I see is if I'm doing 65 miles an hour on Interstate 44 in my truck, I am being passed by everybody. Everybody. Which means that everybody besides me is speeding. So, and then I see these accidents, which are just, you know, carelessness, recklessness, not paying attention, going too fast. They're all going too fast. They crash into people, places, and things. So if the government wanted to increase the number of people dying, all they have to do is not enforce the speed limit. Or if they wanted to make it even, you know, kill us faster, or let us kill each other faster, is raise the speed limit everywhere. We've got a dirt road running in front of our house, and I'm stopping people every day. They're going 55 miles an hour on a dirt road. Dogs can get out. I mean, we're talking about a dirt road that you can't see what's beyond the ditch at the side of the road. The road only is wide enough for one car, and they don't maintain the sides of the road. So if I pull out of my driveway, a car going 55 miles an hour can crash into me while I'm trying to pull out of our gravel driveway because I can't see because they don't maintain the sides of the road. There's trees in the way. So that one simple thing. Take away the speed limits or don't enforce them, and we'll be killing each other like crazy. Greg, any comments about that?
Yeah. The first thing I learned when I got behind a big truck years ago was that you never want to drive faster than you can stop if something happens in front of you, such as something pulling out. So if you're following a vehicle, if that vehicle came to a complete stop or put on its brakes, are you going to be able to get stopped before you catch up to him? You know, if you're not, you're going to end up rear-ending somebody, and of course it will be your fault. But speed and weight and the size of your vehicle, the heavier it is, and the surfaces. I want to make a comment about snow. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean that you'll be able to go faster in the snow, safer. Because let me inform you, people that think that. All of those vehicles that you are flying by have four brakes. In other words, they have four brake drive. The same as you. Four-wheel drive does not make you stop any quicker. And I think I've seen so many people just go flying by in a four-wheel drive and come around the corner, and sure enough, they've rolled two or three times and they're up in the snow on the side of the hill or even crossing
it. Four-wheel drive?
The opposite lane of traffic. Yeah.
Yeah. Four-wheel drive is better. All-wheel drive is good. But stopping, you should not outdrive your ability to stop. And that's absolutely positively correct. And I'll tell you what I do when I pull out of our driveway.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian strengthened into a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, making landfall over western Cuba Tuesday morning. Ian's outer rain bands have already reached Florida's west coast, where it could hit as a Category 4 hurricane as early as Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes. Things that you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel. Anticipate, particularly the closer you are to where the eye of the storm makes landfall, anticipate power outages.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness will hit $400 billion. Applications to apply will be available in October. The mostly partisan January 6th committee is set to reconvene on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg's with us. Greg Lesher, realwaterindependence.com. Realwaterindependence.com is his website. Repeat, realwaterindependence.com. So, class, before, our driveway is 1,300 feet long. It's gravel. And when I come to the end of the driveway where it intersects with the dirt road, I can't see left or right because there's a tree line that prevents me from seeing any vehicles coming. So what I have to do is I pull out for a little bit, you know, nose the vehicle out just, you know, like a foot into the dirt road. I still can't see. So what I have to do is roll my windows down. When I say roll them down, I mean roll them down. I mean crank them because I don't have electric windows in my trucks. So I roll the windows down and I listen. I listen for the sounds of tires and engines and, you know, vehicles moving along the dirt road. And if I don't hear anything, I know I'm pretty safe to pull out very slowly. But that's what I have to do. And you might want to adopt that strategy as well.
Yeah, and also adopt the strategy of looking at that vehicle and thinking to yourself, if I pull out, can that vehicle stop? Or am I going to slow him down? That would be the best question. Am I going to slow him down if I just pull out the road? Because I've seen so many people pull out in front of me where I've literally had to stand on the brakes.
Yeah, and I'm talking about a situation where the road is designed so I cannot see. This is a very poorly designed setup. So, and what I'm saying also is, class, if you're driving down our dirt road, you're not going to be able to see a deer jump out or a cat run across the road or a squirrel or a person. You're not going to be able to see it in time to stop if you're going 55 miles an hour down our dirt road. Safe speed for going down our dirt road is 15 miles an hour at the most. So it's almost a full time.
They finally trimmed the trees on Highway 6 out here. They finally trimmed the trees back because too many people were hitting deer, so that you would have some vision, because it didn't match the speed limit on the road. And
that's exactly,
there are cows getting out too. So you
that's exactly what I'm talking
hitting
about.
Hitting a cow could be deadly. Hitting a
for
cow
everybody.
Could be deadly.
For everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So next thing I want to mention is air hoses. You know, so it's important to have a compressor. I'm really serious. If you want to live this kind of lifestyle, you absolutely, positively have to have an air compressor. Why? Because where did all those air pumps go? You know, they used to have the hoses at the gas station, and a red rubber hose, and there would be a stand with a pressure reading on it, and you'd turn this crank, and you would dial it to the pressure that you want, like 32 back in the good old days. I'm talking about the 60s and maybe even into the 70s. Well, those service stations have all but disappeared. The air hoses have all but disappeared. And so you're on your own. So,
yeah, awesome. And not only that, but before you just go and stick that air hose onto your valve stem, make sure that you take your key or something like that, push it down and wait a few seconds. Because some of those compressors are shut off, and the only air in there is from people putting it to their tire as they slowly drain their tire down. So make sure that there's a good air pressure in that hose before you just start, because, you know, you just may make the situation worse.
Yeah, and watch your eyes, because things can come flying out of that air hose. So the bottom line is, we actually had to buy a used Campbell Hausfeld. It's a blue tank, 5 gallon, oil-less air compressor. So this is a little tiny compressor that you can pick up with one hand. It runs on 120 volts AC, and has a little tire inflator at the end of it, and it's got a coiled plastic hose. It's not durable at all, but it's lightweight. So it's the kind of thing that we put in the trunk of a car. It might weigh 20 pounds. I don't think it's a well-made piece of gear, but what it will do is here's an example. So our son and I may go on a long trip to pick up a piece of equipment. I don't want to ride in a truck with 80 pounds of air on the tires. It's just brutal. Okay? I don't want to do that. So I want to lower the air pressure to a comfortable air pressure for these rough roads that we have in the United States today. And when we get there, I want to inflate the tires to the proper pressure for the trailer and the truck so it can support the load. Because if you have underinflated tires for the load, the tires can overheat. An underinflated tire will run real hot and can blow. So you need to have the proper tire pressure. So what do we do? So where do you go? Do we know where there's going to be air to inflate the tires when we get to our destination to pick up the equipment? No. So, and we don't want to ride around with a trailer with a load on it trying to find air. So we bring our own compressor, which is pre-charged with air from the farm, and an inverter that can support running this little air compressor off the truck battery. That's what we do. So, I mean, is it a nuisance? Yeah, it's a nuisance. But it's the preparedness thing to do. Craig?
Let me put an explanation on that, what you're saying, an explanation point. I last winter decided to go out and see if I could find some ducks at a pond that was, I would say 30 to 40 miles from anything. And, of course, I didn't really worry too much about going out there because I always have a little compressor in my vehicle. I also have a can of Fix-A-Flat, and I've got a couple comments on that. And I have some tire plugs. And sure enough, when I got out there, I could feel my vehicle start to drift a little bit, kind of sway to side to side. So I immediately pulled over, and I had two tires that were slowly going flat on the rear end of my pickup truck. So I took a little spray bottle of soapy water, which I always carry with me, just to wash up with some towels, or to spray onto my tire and find out where the bubbles were coming out. I was able to put plugs in the tires and put the compressor to them and bring them up to the point where I could return home safely. Of course, I did have a spare tire, but when you have two tires go at the same time, you're in trouble if you're not prepared. But I have one of those little 12-volt plug-in, really slow little compressors, but it can be a lifesaver, literally. But as far as the if you depend on a can of Fix-A-Flat, good luck with that, because they will not inflate your tire to what it needs to be to run down the highway. I mean, you can get away with it for a little while, driving 10 to 15 miles an hour until you get to some air, and they will slow stop the leak, but they're just not going to inflate your tire. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and if you use quick fixes for tires, it really gums up the wheel.
Yes.
On the mating surface of the wheel and where it finds the leak, if the leak is at the bead between the rim of the wheel and the tire, it gums it up and it makes it a mess later. So it's the kind of thing.
It's an emergency situation. It was what that
right.
Fix-A-Flat is for me. Or if I've got a tire that just really doesn't have the tread on it, that it's going to do too many more miles, I will, because it's so, getting thinner, the tire plug isn't really going to work well, so I'll use a can of Fix-A-Flat just to finish that tire off.
I'm in perfect agreement with you. And in the book, it talks about Fix-A-Flat and tire plugs. And we've talked about tire plugs. And you should have a tire plug kit in your vehicle, okay? And a way of inflating the tire, because sometimes that Fix-A-Flat can, which is compressed air with some sealant, sometimes that's not enough to. The hole is bigger than that. You might need a tire plug.
I'll even go further than that. If I was going to take the Alaskan Highway, where there is just nothing, I would actually have a couple of tire irons on there so that I could physically take the tire off and plug it if I had to.
You know, Greg, cars.
That's about most people's. That's above most people's skill level, but that is something that I would do myself if I was going to take. I'd be on the Alaskan Highway, somewhere where there's just hundreds of miles of nothingness. Yeah.
You know, Greg, cars used to be sold with tire tools. They used to be sold with a jack that you a bumper jack. I'm talking about back in the 50s and the 60s. And this was a long affair, maybe 3 feet long, with a foot plate, and you would just push the vertical riser with the ratchet on the foot plate, and there would be a hook that would hook into a rectangular hole in the bumper, and then you'd use the tire iron, which was a rod, kind of like a breaker bar, if you will, and you put that in the jack ratchet, and you would jack up the tire, then or the wheel. Then that same handle that you used, that breaker bar, if you will, had a lug nut socket as part of the assembly, and you would remove the lug nuts. So it also had a pointed end on it, so if you had to remove the tire from the wheel, you could even do that. Not anymore. That's all been replaced with a phone call, right? So you don't need to have a spare tire. You don't even need a jack. You don't need a jack handle. You don't need a lug nut wrench. You don't need any of that because all you do is call AAA, and they send some guy out and they tow your vehicle. They don't fix the flat. They don't change the tire because you don't have one.
Well,
so that's all been replaced with a phone call.
Right now, you know, the reason, I would suggest having these tools because the situation that we're in today, it could be life or death. We don't know. We could be at war, we could be in a nuclear war overnight. You just don't know the way things are going. You've got to prepare yourself. If you're going to be doing any traveling at all, be prepared for anything.
Greg, you know, when we travel, we have, let's say with our pickup truck, let's say we're pulling out a trailer. We have a toolbox on the back of the trailer, back of the truck. It's called a cross bed toolbox. And you've seen them. They're diamond plate style aluminum. Sometimes they're black. I prefer the natural aluminum finish because the black gets really hot in the sun. You can't touch it. It gets so hot. But I like the clear anodized aluminum ones. Cross bed toolbox. And in our toolbox, we have what's called a bottle jack, B-O-T-T-L-E. It's a hydraulic jack that we can jack up a trailer. You know, a 7-ton jack.
Yeah.
And we have a compressor.
I like that first jack you're talking about. Because you can lift up the whole, you know, two tires at once with that bumper jack. And I have done just that when I ran into some mud and put it down onto the axle where I could actually put rocks and sticks and drive out of the hole I was stuck in.
Well, since we're talking about this, we carry a metric socket set, 1/2 inch and 3/8, screwdrivers, Phillips, and slotted. We carry booster cables. We carry an air compressor and a hose. We carry a spare jack. We carry a lot of tools.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I just want to mention Florida, and of course there's a hurricane there, and it already hit Cuba. And here's something to think about. And if you look at the news, it's panic buying. People who live in Florida are buying all the water they can from Costco and other stores. They're wiping out the shelves. And Mrs. Finelli and I were talking about this. I thought, why are they doing that? Why are they wiping out the water supply in bottles? How come they didn't save the previous water bottles? You know, rinse them out and save them. You know, put the caps on them and save them. How come they didn't save their soda bottles, their 2-liter soda bottles? How come? Because if they did, they could have filled up their own water bottles and they wouldn't have to go to the store. How come they didn't buy toilet paper before? Why are they waiting until now? How come they didn't buy the plywood before? Why are they waiting for it to run out? Meaning be out of stock. Why would they do that? Because they're not preparedness-minded.
Right.
Absolutely.
I fill my water bottles.
Absolutely. I mean, distilled
water.
2-liter water bottles. I mean, if you happen to drink soda, which I don't recommend, but if you do, save those darn water bottles and put them in a box, put them in the basement, or put them someplace in the closet so you have them. Okay, you can use them for all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, you can fill them 90% full, you know, kind of squeeze out 10% of the volume of water, put a cap on it, put it in the freezer, and then you have frozen water. So what happens there is you displace some of the air that's in the freezer. Your air, your compressor for your refrigeration will run less often because you have more cold mass in the freezer. Your refrigerator and freezer will last longer if you do that. And you'll have water if you ever have to drink it. And if you ever go to buy, you know, cheese or something in the supermarket, you can take that frozen bottle with you in your cooler and it will stay cold for hours and hours and hours. And when you bring it home, you put it back in the freezer and reuse it. You don't need to have that blue ice. You already have it. You already have that soda bottle if you didn't throw it away.
You know, that's my freezer for you. If I take something out and there's a space in there, I'll throw a bottle of water in there. I'll squeeze a little bit of the air out so it doesn't expand and break, and then put the cap back on while I'm squeezing it. And I've learned over time the proper amount of air to squeeze out, but I don't have any empty space in my fridge and freezer, and I really watch that because I'm off grid and I have my own power and I like to make the best use of that power. But that still is, at the same time, I still have that benefit if I'm going out on a picnic or something like that, or traveling, and I want to throw a couple of those bottles in my cooler. I don't need to buy any bag ice because I got a couple of gallons of a couple of blocks of ice in the bottle. And when they melt, they don't get all over your food.
Yep.
So
there you go. Next thing, grease guns. Grease guns. So there are two styles of grease guns. One is a pistol grip and one is a lever handle. And the pistol grip is more user-friendly. You can have the pistol grip and hold the grease gun with one hand and hold the a flexible hose, like a 12-inch hose, with a coupler on with the other hand, so you can grease something by yourself. If you get a lever action or a lever-handled grease gun, it will produce more pressure. It's better. But it's harder to use. Now, typically they have a piece of fixed pipe on the end with an angle on it, but sometimes you can't get that whole lever-handled grease gun where you want it to go. So it's not as handy, but you can replace that length of pipe that comes on the end of the lever-handled grease gun with a flexible hose, but you might need somebody to hold the coupling onto the Zerk fitting while you use two hands for the lever.
I use those things. Keep your equipment greased unless you like to. If you've ever had the experience of replacing your suspension, it's not cheap. I bought some vehicles were at a discounted price because nobody greased anything. It's
difficult.
It's a lot of labor. Yeah. It's
difficult to replace control arms and steering and suspension components. It really is. And sometimes you have to do a realignment, which is another $100. But if you get a grease gun, I bought one. I love it. It's made by a company called Lincoln, an old company, Lincoln. And this one is number 1142. This grease gun is the world's finest grease gun, in my opinion. I paid $15 for it, plus shipping. And it was on eBay. It's a 10,000 pound per square inch grease gun. It's really heavy duty. And the most significant feature of this, it's lever handle. But the most significant feature of this grease gun is it has a cast iron head painted kind of a silvery aluminum color. It's not an aluminum head.
Don't be surprised if you squeeze out dirt with high pressure. Because you're getting the grease where it needs to be.
Yeah. So I really like this model, 1142 Lincoln grease gun. It's new old stock, meaning it's brand new, but it's old stock. I don't think they make many cast iron grease guns anymore. Cast iron heads, they're typically cast aluminum.
No, no.
Nowhere near as good. They work, but they're nowhere near as good. Don't buy a Chinese grease gun. Don't. Buy a Lincoln if you're going to get one, or Alamite, either one. Those are two good companies. But I wouldn't, a no-name, forget it. Greg, thanks for joining me.
All righty, and I might not be, I'll let you know.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.